Welcome to America Weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. Always great to be with you. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
And I'm Leslie Gold.
So Leslie, I don't know if you've heard this story. I found this very interesting. This is a beautiful combination for me of being a pet lover and a food lover, all in one cafe. Overseas, apparently, there are a number of cafes that have opportunities for people to come and pet cats and enjoy cats while they enjoy their tea and their patisserie and their, you know, little items of food.
Clearly, the health department rules there are a little looser than they are in the United States.
But you might be surprised to learn that there is now, in New York City, Meow Parlor. It's a new patisserie on the Lower East Side. It allows visitors to, for a fee, pet and hold dozens of cats while sipping their tea, cat-shaped cookies.
How could that be allowed? Not that I'm against it.
I know.
I'm just curious about the bending of the rules.
How does it...
Because you're not allowed
you're not
to bring
to
animals, unless it's a, you know, official guide dog or something, into
right.
a restaurant.
Right.
They will allow you on occasion to sit outside in the outdoor seating area and keep your dog on a leash next to your table. Sometimes, but I don't understand how you can go into a place to have a cup of tea that's overrun with cats.
Now, you would think this article was written on CNBC.com. You would think that the writer would ask that question because I had the same question.
Yes.
You and I think alike. That question wasn't raised. It was just how novel and fun this is because there are cat cafes in Paris and Tokyo, and the owner of this cafe in New York decided to launch the Cat Cafe. She has a bakery currently called the Meow Parlor Patisserie, so that there's no cats in there, but this is around the corner. They're all obsessed with cats. She has her cats Pickle, Putty, Bobo, and Mr. Socks. So she has four cats.
Four hosts
right.
of the restaurant,
and
yes.
She says the next thing you know, Meow Parlor was born. But nowhere in this article is there a question of the health department, because that's generally not allowed,
usually,
as you said.
Usually that's frowned upon.
Yes,
yes.
It's not appropriate. So do they get a different license or insurance policy? I don't know.
I don't know. Is she making the food in one location and bringing it to another?
Possibly,
maybe
possibly.
That's the way around. I'm going to start Puppy Parlor because nobody can resist puppies. I'm going to serve little finger sandwiches and coffee. She's got the market on tea. I'll have coffee, as I love a coffee. A finger sandwich that would normally be $2 or $3, I'm charging $13 for, because who can resist petting little puppies?
Well,
I don't know what'll happen when the dogs grow up. I'll have to get rid of them.
Oh,
but,
dear. Yeah. Oh, no, then you adopt them out at that point.
Yes.
But there are, especially in Japan, they have cat, dog, parrot, rabbit, reptile, goat cafes. And there's even an all-black cat cafe and four penguin bars in Tokyo.
I would attend a goat cafe and a penguin bar. Those would be of interest to me.
That would be great.
Have you ever seen little baby goats all bleat in unison?
So sweet.
It's adorable.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I think you
it's worth the price of admission.
I think you hit the nail on the head. She probably gets her food around the corner and brings it into the space where the cats live.
Okay.
And so people go and they pay something like $4 an hour to pet the cats, and then they pay for the tea and the snacks, and there's Wi-Fi, so they're relaxed.
Okay.
So that's a nice idea.
That is a nice idea. I'm going to do something with puppies, because I myself cannot resist a puppy. I'm not allowed to walk into a pet store anymore that has live puppies.
No more?
No, because I always walk out with a puppy. I feel bad, and I want to take them home, and I just love puppies. So,
they're very sweet.
Yeah, so I think that would be a good business move.
I like that. And of course, I would have the guinea pig cafe. To have them running around would be a great pleasure. And it would be all vegan, because that's all they eat.
I see. Well, you know, you're not afraid that people might confuse them for rodents of a less desirable variety?
They really don't look like that.
They don't?
They don't. They're very, very people-oriented. They're cuddly. They're loyal. They're funny.
They're funny?
Yes.
Are they doing stand-up, your guinea pigs? How do you know they're funny?
He makes me laugh.
Oh.
So anyway, Cat Parlor Cafe in Lower East Side of Manhattan. Check it out. It's been open a couple of months, and there's a 2-month wait for this cafe.
Really?
2-month wait.
She's doing a bang up business.
What a business model, right?
Right.
Just like our America Weekend.
Bang up business. We need some puppies in here.
So from puppies, Leslie, there's a cheetah story that was outrageous.
Speaking of cats, a 2-year-old boy was visiting the zoo with his mom, the Cleveland Zoo. She held him over the fence of the cheetah pit and dropped him in.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Now, she panicked, and he was rescued by her. She jumped in the cheetah pit, and luckily, the cheetahs weren't interested in
him. By the way, like the fastest animal on Earth,
yes,
the cheetah. They'll be there in a half a second, a nanosecond.
Right. She was charged with some sort of child endangerment, which is right. Some people say she intentionally dropped the child in the cheetah pit. Some other people say she was holding her two-year-old in one hand and another boy on the other hand, and she just lost control. But that does not seem like a wise parenting decision.
Right, right. They're cheetahs. They're wild, beautiful, but wild animals. And by the way, the Cleveland Zoo is a great zoo.
Oh.
It's a great zoo.
Okay.
One of the best in the United States.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to crawl in with the vicious animals.
I know. Isn't that nuts?
In the exhibits, yeah. Show better judgment, people. I'm Leslie Gold.
I'm Valerie Smaldone.
It's America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Much like parents pestering me to shave and get a haircut, each time I attempt to crank out one of these scripts, the Hewley Crappard printer flashes a box which tells me my ink cartridge is counterfeit. Like owning a bike that tells you what brand of gas to run. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Impersonating a comedy, The Wedding Ringer proves that money can't buy friends, a best man, or laughs. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The biker recently discovered printer ink cartridges which last three times longer at one-third the price. Without original equipment ink, a warning appears each time I print, telling me I've screwed up and bought a counterfeit ink cartridge. My only internet complaint. The longer I looked, the lower the price on a discounted set of motorcycle tires. No problem there. Tell me how to make the counterfeit ink cartridge message go away. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you be happier at work? Manage your boss.
So says Marie McIntyre in her book, Secrets to Winning at Office Politics. How can you manage your boss?
Learn what they like and expect. Determine how he or she prefers you get your work done and how you should deliver information to them.
If you're unclear about their expectations, don't guess. Ask them about the results they're looking for.
Don't worry that your boss will be upset about you asking for specific details.
In fact, you'll likely find it's quite the opposite. Marie notes that any reasonable manager will be pleased and surprised by your interest.
So manage your boss by giving them exactly what they want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A timely, important biopic and one of the best movies of the year. If you have a dream, march to see Selma. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.